The prison doors are open today. The bondage is gone today. The sin has been extinguished today. The healing is ours today. Faith now. Faith now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is today. It's right now. It's not something to put off to tomorrow. It's something right now. Jesus did it all. He did it all. He did it all. He did all of it. You can't do any more. He did it all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all have a seat. Glory to God. I can just stay there till next week, maybe. Week after. It's hot. I got to take this thing off. I'm good. Thank you. Hallelujah. It was camo night, so I dressed in my camouflage. I hunt picnic baskets. You like that? It's called gingham, for those of you that don't know. This is the badge of a married man. If you see a dude sporting this kind of stuff, he's married. She has marked him up. Amen. She has marked him up. That dude is taken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, it's a pleasure and an honor to be with you tonight. I'd like to thank Pastor Andy, Pastor Jimmy for giving us a voice in this church. And man, turning over his pulpit to us. Anytime you're given an opportunity of any type in this church, the answer is yes. We'll be happy to do it, and we'll do it with a good attitude. Doesn't matter what it is. If they ask you to pick up trash, pick up the trash and do it happily. If they ask you to get on the platform, get on the platform, do it happily. If they ask you to change the diapers in the back, change the diapers in the back, do it happily. If you're asked to clean the toilets, clean the toilets. Get after it. That's the Holy Ghost talking to you. He's trying to get you to another place and to another level. But if you can't be faithful with what he's giving you right now today to do, he can't give to you the rest that he has for you around the corner. And sometimes we do have to clean a toilet to get to the pulpit. Ask our pastor right now. He has cleaned the toilets in this church. It's been done. Sometimes that's the direction that you go. He'll lead you from here to there to the next place to the next place because he's seeing if you're faithful. He's looking to see if he can trust you with something little and small that seems to be insignificant. Because if he can trust you with something that seems to be insignificant, little bitty, and small, he can then grant unto you true riches, which is the power, the revelation. Glory to God, the Spirit of God moving in your life. So never turn down an opportunity in this church to do any one thing. Never, never take it. Take the opportunity, take it with joy, and do it. Do it with all your ability. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. So we'd like to thank Pastor Andy, Pastor Jimmy for giving us the pulpit. My name's Greg Lee. If you don't know me, I'm not the main pastor here. I'm not the dude. So if you like it, it's better. If you don't like it, it's better. So there you go. That's the thing. My wife, Angel, she's not with us tonight. We've been out of town for a couple of weeks now, and so she's trying to get the house in order and some things there. So, getting kids ready for school, clothes needed to be folded. Thankfully, I had to preach tonight. So. Oh, sorry, baby, I can't fold the clothes. I got to go preach. Pastor Andy said, I'm sorry. You know, amen, that's right, amen. Let's do tithes and offerings, amen. Hey, Randy, turn me down a little bit, man. I feel like I'm loud anyway, and then it gets pumped through, and it's like, wow, I am super loud. Don't you think so? Yes, yes. I'm getting nods from the front row here, Randy. Turn it down immediately. Pastor Darren's hair is parted. Hallelujah. Maybe take me out of the monitors. That may help some, too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There we go. That made a big difference, huh? Glory to God. Where are we at? Tithes and offerings. That's what we're going to do. Isn't that what I said? Yep. All right, good deal. Anybody got any jokes they'd like to share before we get going? Anything you'd like to do? I just believe in loosening up a crowd, you know. There's nothing worse than to try to preach to some people that are just sitting there, just chilling, you know. I was just in Jamaica last weekend, and I'm in Jamaica last weekend, and, you know, it's an all-day thing, you know. It's this all-day preaching that we're doing. It's this all-day, and there's about six of us doing some preaching and some singing and all that. I mean, it's all day. And we're doing the thing, and we had lunch, and lunch was good, and then about an hour after lunch was my turn. And an hour after lunch is just around the time everybody starts going, huh, huh, what is it? So I threatened them. I was like this close to making them all do jumping jacks. It was that close. You know, because I come in, I'm like, hey, what y'all doing? They're like, what's up? Hey, Mom, you know, we sleeping. So it was like siesta time in Jamaica. It's kind of like being in Mexico. You know, in Mexico, they take the siesta. Jamaica kind of has that too. After they eat, they kind of like, they like to rest and chill out. But like, we didn't let them. So like, it was one of those deals. So anybody want to tell a joke? No, no knock-knock jokes or anything, huh? Okay, glory to God. Don't look at me like that. Heaven's going to be a fun place, you know. There's going to be somebody, there's somebody up there telling jokes right now. Maybe one of those angels with the eyes all around his head, you know. If he's not telling the jokes, I'm sure someone's making fun of him and going, look at that, man. Dude's got eyes all the way around his head. He's got four wings. What the heck is that? Huh? Like, Jesus, man, you're cool, but that's dumb. You know, it's weird. I don't get it. Tithes and offerings. Y'all ready? We're going to take up some offering. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4. I ain't even told y'all where to go yet, have I? Proverbs chapter 4. If you're not reading Proverbs, there's something wrong with you. Proverbs a day will keep the doctor away. Amen. There's a reason why there's 31 of them. Yeah. There he is. Leap year, though, it messes you up. You're like, what? I got to read three in one day? Come on. What? Or four. It's four. It's a three. I can't remember. See, it still messes me up. I'm still trying to deal with leap year on my Proverbs. I'm way off. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Principle meaning paramount, mainest thing. Principle is the wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. That's pretty easy, isn't it? Wisdom is the mainest thing. So since it's the mainest thing, why don't we go and get some wisdom? Amen. Verse 27. Y'all with me on 27? Go to verse 27. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Now, wisdom is the principal thing. And the Bible's telling us not to turn from the right, not to turn to the right or to the left. Now, what it's talking about with the right or the left, if you go back to chapter 3 and take a look at chapter 3, verse 13, it says, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare to her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, what? Riches and honor. So let's go back to Proverbs chapter 4. Do not turn to the right or to the left hand. You have to make wisdom the principal number one thing. Now, if you've been here any time, and if you look in the Bible and read the Bible, you find out that wisdom is the Word, and the Word is Jesus. So we seek after and we look for Jesus. How many times is it that we get here in a church like we're in, we're a church that we believe that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, that he heals our bodies and makes us well, and we also believe that he gives us prosperity, you know, to where we can do things and operate in this earth. But how many times do we find ourselves, and I'm talking about myself too, we find ourselves leaning to one of the hands and not towards wisdom? You know, we have to keep wisdom as the principal thing. We begin to start giving and tithing and we start doing offerings and we begin to put into practice principles that we learn from the pulpit and principles that we learn from the Word of God, because, you know, they are true. But we have to be careful with our motives, and I'm talking to myself again, we have to be careful with our motives. What is it that we're seeking after? Are we going after the right hand or the left hand? Are we going after riches and honor? Or are we going after healing and health? Or are we shooting after wisdom? Because wisdom has to remain the primary thing. Because, can you come up here, Coach? Because with wisdom, wisdom has, let's act like Coach's wisdom. He'd make a good Jesus, huh? Amen. Need some more beard here. A little taller. I think Jesus was a little taller.
Come on, Doug.
Anyhow, let's say that Coach's wisdom, right? Okay, so in his, Proverbs 3, was it say in his right hand is what? Long life. And in his left hand is what?
Riches and honor.
So if I'm coming to, you stay right there. If I'm coming towards wisdom and I start looking, this is the riches and the honor right here, and I'm tithing and I'm giving and I'm doing my thing and I'm giving 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 to get because I got to get this and I got to get that. And, you know, we want this new car, and so we got to sow some seed. We got to get that. We got to get this. We got to get this. We got to get this. If we start doing that, we start kind of leaning over here to this left hand right here, and we just land on the left hand. Or let's say that we're going to go ahead and give. I got to give because, you know, we're going after. We're not just the giving. We're seeking in the Word, and I got to get in the Word, and I got to find my healing scriptures. Yeah, I got to have my healing. I got to have my healing. 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 And we go over here, and we just hit the right hand. When if we'll just seek after wisdom, and who is Jesus, and go after, I got to have Jesus. I got to have Jesus. I got to have Jesus. Hug me, boss man. I got to have Jesus. What do I have now? I got both hands. And I didn't have to go after them. They were put on me. I didn't have to seek them. They were put on me. Have a seat, brother. Thank you. Hallelujah. Y'all give Coach a hand. He's pretty awesome. Yes, sir, he is. That's P1, man. Boy, you don't know nothing about no P1. Some of you do, but some of you don't. Those of you that do, you know, I tried to be P2 tonight, and he wouldn't let me. So you see what I'm talking about? We have to keep wisdom the main thing. It's got to be our number one priority in life. It's got to be number one. What is your motive? Why do we give? What are we giving for? Why are we putting the tithes and offerings in there? Are we seeking after more of God and seeking to do what the kingdom says and what the principles of God say? Or are we just trying to get back a little something? Amen? When we come up to a healing line and we want to get hands laid on us, and don't get me wrong, I know, I've been hurting. And we got to get our healing. And I come to get hands laid on me because that's what the Word says. But what's our heart behind it? We getting our healing just so we can have our healing? Or are we trying to get our healing so that we can go on and further the kingdom and minister to others? Put a testimony out there. What are we trying to accomplish here, folks? Because if we seek after Jesus, everything that we need for life is going to be added. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, all the things in life that you want, all the things that's going to turn to just a bunch of dust one day, all that stuff will be added to you. As long as you continue after Jesus, shoot for Him. Shoot for Jesus, and you won't be missing anything else. In business, they say keep the main thing the main thing. Like if you know how to do something really well in business, you just do that. And don't try to get off trying to do something else and trying to be somebody else. You continue to do what you do well. We'll take Walmart, for example. Walmart does one thing. The way Walmart started was they did one thing really well, and that was shipping their product. They could move their product from state to state, from distributor to the stores quicker than anybody else and cheaper than anybody else, and that's how they were able to cut the cost. That's how they got their start. And still to this day, you can still see Walmart trucks running around all over the place, right? Got the Walmart trucks. They keeping that right in the big middle of what they're doing. And even though they sell everything under the sun and practically in the banking business now, but they sell everything under the sun and they do everything under the sun. They keep that main thing in there. We're going to drive down the price. How? We're going to do it in our buying and in our shipping. We're going to buy it for cheap. We're going to ship it for nothing. We're going to buy it for cheap. We're going to ship it. We're going to cut our costs. And they keep that right in the forefront of what they do. McDonald's. Who can make a better cheeseburger than McDonald's? Raise your hand. Oh, come on. Who can make a better cheeseburger than McDonald's? Seriously. I mean, my 4-year-old can make a better cheeseburger than McDonald's. But Ray Kroc, his idea was not to make the best cheeseburger in all the land. His idea was to own the promised best real estate in every town across the nation. He spoke at Harvard one time and he said, who can make a better cheeseburger? And I can't, every hand goes up. He goes, yes, you're all right, but I'm not in the cheeseburger business. I'm in the real estate business. I go and I find the best pieces of property across the nation and I put my franchise on there. Therefore, I'm owning that thing through the franchise. We have to keep the main thing the main thing. We have to know that our business is Jesus. That's my business. My business is Jesus. When I get up in the morning, what's my business today? My business today is Jesus. Whenever I give, why am I giving? Because that's my business. My business is Jesus. Whenever I'm seeking after healing and trying to get this body straight, that's because I'm seeking, I'm doing, I'm keeping the main thing, Jesus. I'm trying to get me some Jesus. I'm trying to get more of Jesus put into this thing and into this body so that it can operate in this world. Why? Because I want to operate in this world to further Jesus. Keep the main thing the main thing. Seek after wisdom, and all the other stuff that we're looking for is going to be added. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your strength. We thank you, Lord, that everything that you've given us in life is done. And as long as we seek after wisdom, it will be added. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what? I'm going to need one of those buckets. Can I get one of those buckets? Can I get one? Yeah, I need a bucket, man. Thank you, dude. I need another water. Another water right here. Yeah. Cool. Miss Angel's water? I might take that home. I might need to take that home to her, man. Was Pastor Andy using this morning? He wasn't? Okay, so that one's not been anointed. That's what you call that. It's anointed. It's the Holy Ghost. Promise you. Okay, let's get into some word tonight. Proverbs chapter 4. Y'all know where that is? Find it real quick. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Let's get into this real fast. It's going to be quick because I've only got about 15 minutes left. But that's okay. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Verse 24, put away from you a deceitful mouth. Put perverse lips far from you. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Keep 4. Proverbs 4, but jump over to Matthew chapter 12. Y'all with me? Say amen. Amen. Y'all want me to do like that? Y'all want me to do some of that? I can sing the service. Yes, Lord, last Lord. I'm getting funny looks, so I better stop. I do want to be invited back. Y'all did give a bunch, didn't you? I forgot to tell you, you're supposed to give a lot whenever I preach so I get invited back. Okay? So if you didn't do it tonight, just, you know, if you need a loan, call me, you know? We'll get you fixed up, okay? I promise. I will make sure that I get to come back. You know, it's like, man, that offering was $1 million. Let's say 100,000, 100,000, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know? Here we go. Where did I say Matthew 12? Here we go. Either, verse 33. Matthew 12, 33. Either make a tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers. That's not talking to y'all. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will do what? A good man out of the good treasure or deposit of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasures brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words, everybody say my words, you'll be condemned. Now we've been talking about a miracle in your mouth. Pastor Andy's been going over that for several weeks now. And there is a miracle that's in your mouth. We've been taught good in this church. You know, if you go to Mark 11, 23, or 22, 23, 24, if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, believe the things that you say will come to pass, you will have whatever you say. Therefore, whatever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. I mean, that is, I cut my teeth on that thing. That thing, that is a powerful scripture. But it says in there that you'll have what you say, right? You'll have what you say. And I found out in my life that what I say most of the time is directly correlated to what I've been putting into me over the past few days. I'm going to kind of jump ahead a little bit here. Things that start coming out of my mouth, like whenever we was in a playoff season. Man, everywhere I go, I'm talking about the Saints and Graham's going to do this and Drew Brees had this many and the something other did this and bump, bump, ba-ding, and we did all that and then they lost. And so I had to move on to somebody else, you know, and just talking football. I was talking football everywhere. I mean, I had JoJo talking football. JoJo's like, man, Daddy, the Saints going to win. I'm like, yeah, boy, we're going to win. Everywhere we went, everybody I talked to, it was in the conversation. Let's say, for instance, you're going to go to Disney World. How many of y'all have ever been to Disney World? It's a great place. If you're not gone, go. Save the money. Make it happen. It is fun. But go at the right time. Because if you go at the wrong time, there's too many people. You got to wait in line. But before you go to Disney World, those of you that have gone, man, what are you doing? You're looking on the website. And you're checking to make sure your rooms are right. You got every app on your iPhone you could get. I mean, you got all of them. I mean, like the week before we left, I was telling Angel, I was like, look, Angel, the line on the Tower of Terror is like, the wait's only 15 minutes, baby. We're going at the right time. You know, I mean, look, it's only a 15-minute wait at the Tower of Terror. I mean, it's just we were consumed with Disney World. Everything came out of our mouth with Disney World, Disney World, Disney World, Disney World. And the Lord started to show me, you know, I mean, whenever Pastor Andy was talking about we're going to have we got a miracle in our mouth, that it began to show me that every bit of what comes out of my mouth is based on what I've allowed to get on the inside of me. Look here, verse 33, make a tree good or its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for a tree is known by its fruit. 34, brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? So if something in you is evil, if there's something evil, not necessarily in you, but something that's evil, how can it bring forth something good? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart. Now, a treasure is a storage place. In fact, if you look at this word in the Strong's, you find out that this word is deposit. Out of the good deposit that a man puts, let's see, out of the good deposit of his heart, he will bring forth good. And an evil man out of the evil deposit will bring forth evil. Now go back to chapter 4 of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4. I know this is a simple message, but guys, if we don't get a hold of this thing, our mouths will just run off and, you know, we'll blow our lips off, you know, saying stuff we ought not be saying. I mean, yeah. I'm going to get off of that. I want to say something, but I'm not going to. Let me get back. I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm getting there, man. All right. Chapter 4, verse 20. My son, give attention to my words and incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes, but keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart, or guard your heart, with all diligence, for out of it will spring the issues of life. Now, Matthew told us that out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth will begin to speak. And then he said, two verses over, that by your words, you'll either be justified or you'll be condemned by the words that are coming out of your mouth. And we all know that as we begin to speak, whatever we speak, and you know, we say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast, and say, whatever we say, we're going to have what we say. Amen? So Proverbs is trying to tell us that we need to keep and to guard our heart with all diligence. And you're like, well, how do I do that? You know, we got to guard our heart. Well, it tells you in the verses before that you give attention to his words. Put your attention on the word. I mean, what's got your attention today? What are you thinking about right now? Because half of you ain't listening. All right? And out of the other half, only half of those is actually getting something, right? Because some fall by the wayside, and some fall on stony, and some fall on thorny, and some fall on good. That's just the way it is. That's what the Bible says. So some of you wayside, it just, bye, you forgot it just then. And I'm not trying to be ugly to you, but really, what has your attention? When you get up in the morning, what's the first thing on your mind? And I'm talking to Greg. What's the first thing on Greg's mind? Oh, Lord, I got to go to work today, and I got that 10 o'clock, and I don't want to see them because they can't get the money, but they're going to come and ask anyway, and I'm going to tell them no. You know, what's on your mind? What are you giving your attention to? What grasps your mind on a regular basis? Because we're always thinking about something. I mean, I've never found myself to just not think about nothing. I mean, even if you're thinking about nothing, nothing is something. You know? So it's like, I'm still thinking about something, even if I'm thinking about nothing. You know? So let's go back here. My son, give attention to what? The Word. Heck, he told Joshua, whenever Joshua took over the children of Israel, whenever Joshua is running the on earth, the people of God. I mean, it's like the people of God, like God's chosen folk, like his people. God's like, you know, these are my people. Out of all the people in the world, these are my people. Joshua, Moses is gone. I want you to run the whole thing. And so Joshua gets in front of, and what did God tell him to do? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may do according to what's written in. That you'll do it. Why? Give attention to the Word. Because if we don't give attention to the Word, we're going to give our attention to something. Something's going to get up in there. It might be football, TV, you know, little light things, thinking about an Oreo cookie. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good thought. Yeah. Huh? Give attention to my, incline your ear to my sayings. I don't know about y'all, but I learned many, many, many years ago that faith cometh by what? And hearing by the what? So if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, I might ought to be hearing the Word pretty regularly. You know? And in fact, when I do my devotionals, I'll read the Word out loud to myself. I'll read it to Greg, you know, because Greg's, you know, we're going to hear it. I'm going to hear what the Word's got to say. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you could be hearing all kind of different stuff like Rush Limbaugh. If you're listening to Rush, I would probably cut it down to about 15 minutes worth of Rush about all you need, you know. Hannity, you know, hey, Hannity's cool. But, hey, man, come on, Hannity, just a few minutes. We're good. You know, Bill O'Reilly, I like Bill. But dadgummit, Bill, you know, about once a month I'll turn him on and, hey, all right, I heard all that I want to hear. Incline your ears to what? My sayings. See, God's trying to tell you how to keep the main thing the main thing. He's trying to tell you how to keep and guard your heart. Amen? Ooh, I'm out of time. Do not let them depart from your what? From your eyes. What are we looking at, guys? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, what else? There's all kind of stuff out there. Y'all help me. Help me, Zach. What else out there, boy? I don't even know. YouTube? Yes, YouTube. My goodness, I will watch some YouTube, man. Netflix, Andy Griffith. Amen. Andy Griffith is on Netflix. I'll be watching some Andy. Huh? Let's think about it, guys. And then we want to know why whenever something comes on us, we just don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. Jesus, where are you? God, why didn't you move? God, why didn't you tell me? Keep them in the midst of the heart. And keep your, verse 23, keep or guard your heart with all diligence. Because if it gets in your eyes, some of y'all know this one, this is way back. If it gets in your eyes, and it gets in your ears, and it gets in your mouth, it gets down in your heart. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And you'll have what you say. You'll have it. It's real easy in here to talk right and speak right. But you're only in here, let's see, we got Sunday morning. Wednesday night, so it's about 3, maybe 4 hours a week. What about the rest of the hours during the week? What are we putting in? What are we letting get into our eyes? Because the eye is the window into the what? The soul. It's the lamp. There's the soul is the lamp of the body. It's in there. There's a light in there that you're feeding. You're feeding continually with what you look at, what you listen to, what you talk about. What you look at, what you listen to, and what you talk about. And it gets down in there and it becomes that deposit, that treasure that's in your heart. And a tree is going to produce its fruit. That fruit will come out. You got some trees for me? All right, let's do that real quick. I feel like I want to do some trees. Oh, there's some trees. What kind of tree is that, y'all? The cherry tree. Next one, please. Oh, that's a nice tree. What's that? Apple tree? Yeah. Next one. Oh, pear tree. Yep. We got another one? Oh, there's a hard one. That's a dogwood. Yeah. Is there one more? That's it? So we've got all these trees here that we just picked out. How did we pick out all these trees? Yay! High five! Man, Pastor Claire gets the money award tonight. I'll pay you later. Let's do it on credit. Yeah, you come by the bank tomorrow. I just opened the door. Here, have at it. Yeah, I can hear my manager now. I can hear the owner of the bank going, "You did what?" I got her husband to sign a promissory note, though. Don't worry about it. No, not you, him. So we knew the trees by their fruit, right? On a daily basis, look, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. Hey, one of my main scriptures. Planted by the rivers of water, he'll be like a tree. If you don't do this, and you just stay out of this, and you don't sit with the scornful, and you don't walk with these folks, and you don't hang out with these folks, you'll be like a tree. And you back up, Greg. Meditate the word day and night. Then you'll be like a tree. And you'll be planted by the rivers of water. What do trees do? Grow and do what? Produce fruit. But the kind of fruit that comes out of the tree is based on these trees that we're talking about is based on the kind of deposits that you're putting in your heart. Because if you're not letting the word of God water your heart on a daily basis, something else is going to get in that thing. And something else is going to start coming out. And we're going to be walking around and like I heard today, I don't know, I heard them folks was Christians, but I don't know if they really Christians no more because of what's coming out their what? Pie hole. Saying all kind of stuff they ought not be saying. Rattling off to people all kind of stuff they ought not be rattling off with. We have to be so prepared and ready for the ministry that we have on a daily basis. Our hearts have to be tendered. They have to be kept. They have to be full of the seed of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God so that we can properly minister to those around us on a daily basis. And for us to do that, we must keep our heart with all diligence. Because out of our heart will produce the issues of life and we'll begin to speak. And as we speak, we're going to have everything we say. Amen. God has given to us authority and dominion in the place that we're in. Do not take it for granted. Do not sit back and just let your mouth rattle off any old little bitty thing. Do not sit back and let any old little thing get into us. We have to protect that which Jesus died for. It's a precious, precious price that he paid. My Lord. Keep your heart with all diligence. Keep your heart with all diligence. All right, I got just a little bit of time for my object lesson. Everybody say object lesson. Oh, can I have some help, brother? You want to get wet? Yeah. Man's heart, pow, like a sponge. Look at that. This is a new one, too. They used to make them whenever you bought them, and they all were scrunched down real small. You know, but they don't do that anymore. I was really disappointed at the Dollar General store today. I really was. Man's heart planted by the rivers of water. Amen. I'm finna plant this thing, boy. We'll plant it. You ready? Just plant it up. Planting it up. There we go. We planted it up. Amen. And we put the word in it. And it's chilling. It's doing its thing. Right? Been putting the word. Let's put some more word in there. That's Jeff Scott's heart. We'll put a little bit more. But then we wake up on Monday morning and we go to work. And the boss comes in and tells us something we really don't want to hear. All right? Thankfully, Jeff has been putting the word in, and what came out whenever he was squeezed by the issues of life, what starts coming out? The word. Now, if I had a bottle of Kool-Aid, which I meant to bring, but I didn't bring my Kool-Aid, and I poured the Kool-Aid on here, what would come out of my sponge? If I put tea on my sponge, what's going to come out of my sponge? I put Coke on it. No, Jolt Cola on it. What's going to come out? Jolt Cola. Yeah, that caffeine rush for sure. Because out of the heart springs the issues of life. And whatever a man deposits into his heart, that's the kind of fruit he's going to produce. Amen. Come on, Pastor. You did a good job, boy. Tell you what, we're going to put you on full time. No, I'm going to drink that. Hallelujah. You know, I hope you had fun tonight, but at the same time, I hope you understand where I'm coming from. You know? I'm going to hit you kind of light, and we're going to have a good time, but there's some place I'm trying to get you to. The Lord has been dealing with me big time about what I'm looking at and what I'm listening to. You know? And, I mean, if you've cut your TV time down, cut it down some more. If you don't have a TV, good for you. I would like for you to come and preach next time I'm up here. You know, TV is just taking so much of us. I mean, it's taken hours upon hours. And it's not only us, it's taken from our children. Xbox, the Wii, PS4, 2, 3, all those kinds of things. We have to, as parents, our kids are not smart enough, not smart enough. They haven't matured into a spot to where they can guard their own hearts. Because everything's new to them and they're just like a baby that wants to put everything in his mouth. I mean, they're still like that today. I mean, my 13-year-old, she'll put anything in her, you know? So we have to protect them. And it's up to us to help guard their hearts. So like if your kids have a lot of TV time, man, cut that stuff down. You know, if they got a lot of Xbox time, we got to pull some of that stuff out of them. I mean, if my kids, you know, and I'm going to talk about my family because, hey, we real folks, I promise. You come live in our house, shoot, man, we for real. We real people, you know. If Joseph would spend half as much time in the Word as he does on his Xbox, he'd be up here preaching right now. I mean, seriously, guys, we've got to be careful because there's $2 billion is what MTV's, now this is back, these are old statistics. I mean, it was like $2 billion, wasn't it? Like back in 2003, 2004 that they spent on marketing for children. $2 billion, isn't that right? I think that was their budget, was $2 billion was their budget for marketing. I mean, that's big money. That's a two with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 zeros behind it that they spent on marketing to our children to try to capture them with something getting in their eyes or something getting in their ears. And then they get it in their heart and the kid wants to be that and they want to become that. Pastor Andy is doing some things in the back. He's doing some things outside. If they're willing to spend $2 billion on it, why isn't the church willing to spend whatever it takes to get that thing done? I mean, why? We have to protect what's ours. We have to build a guard around our children, not only our own hearts, but around the hearts of our children. You know, the Lord asked me this. I wasn't going to say it, but He asked me this. He said, what kind of fruit would your children say that you have? Whenever I was going through this, I mean, He hit me between the eyes right there. What kind of fruit will your kids say that you got? And I was like, ooh, man, that hurts, dude. Don't be doing that. I'm trying to get ready for a message. I got to be happy. But if we're not protecting ourselves, huh? If we're not protecting our hearts, we sure ain't protecting the hearts of our children. because they're going to watch what we watch. They're going to hear and listen to what we listen to. They're going to read what we read. We have to make a concerted effort, church, to save our children, to save our families. And it all starts with a heart deal. Everything with God comes down to your heart. Every little bitty thing that God does in your life, whatever He talks about, whatever He tries to get done with you or through you, is going to be in your heart. We've got to get a hold of this stuff, guys. There is a miracle that's in our mouth. But that miracle can only take place when we begin to put the Word of God in our mouth. And to speak the Word of God in our families and in our homes and in our workplace. To begin to confess the Word over our children and confess the Word over our lives and confess the Word over where we are on a daily basis. To begin to let that Word, in Jeremiah 1:8 it says, your words in my mouth will root out and it'll pull down and it'll destroy and it'll build and it'll plant. As long as we start putting the Word of God in our mouth, it'll begin to tear up all that the enemy's tried to do. That's Jeremiah 1:8, y'all. Everything that the enemy tries to do, all that he's trying to get done, it'll begin to root all that mess out. It'll start pulling it all down and destroying it, tearing it up. Because the Word of God is sharp. It's like a sword, man. It's the only offensive weapon that we have in our arsenal. The offensive weapon is the Word, and we put that Word of God on something and it's sharp. It roots out, tears down, and pulls down all that the enemy's trying to do around us. And it begins to build and plant. God said, my Word will not return to me void, but it'll accomplish all that I sent it to do. Everything He sent it to accomplish to do, it will do it. But it can only operate through and by us speaking it. Because right now that Bible is sitting there, and the Word is inactive until I begin to speak it out of my mouth. Don't worry about it. Until I begin to speak it out of my mouth, it just sits. Church, we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot to do. But it's so simple to get it done. It's easy work. It's not like that we have to just, oh my gosh. We just have a lot to do, and it all starts real simply just right here. Changing our heart. Allowing God to speak into us and put things into us. Amen. Putting the Word into us. Amen. Glory to God. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Anybody in here not born again? And if you don't understand the term born again, then that means you're not. I think I'm looking at all believers tonight. Hallelujah. That's why I said it that way. That's not a normal, if I'm in front of a bunch of unbelievers, I don't say that, okay? But this is a Sunday night crowd, so I think everybody's here. But I do want to give all of you an opportunity to make adjustments. I had to make some adjustments. If we're not making adjustments, guys, we're not changing. If we're not changing, we're remaining the same. And if we're remaining the same, we're not improving. So take this opportunity right now. Ask the Lord to reveal to you what it is you need to be changing. What do you got too much of? Is it too much on the TV, on the eyes, the Xbox? Is it too much on the music? Are you putting the wrong kind of music into you? Is it too much on what you read? You're reading the wrong kind of stuff. Because where we are today is based on what we said yesterday. What we have today is based on what we said yesterday. Make whatever adjustments God needs you to make. And now let's all just lift our hands and thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord, for revealing to us where we need to make our changes, what needs to be different. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I purpose, Father, to put your Word first. I purpose to put your Word in my heart. Hallelujah, Father. I purpose, Lord, to make your Word number one in my household. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're so thankful, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He says your children are precious. He said they're precious, and I've given them to you. I'm giving them to you for you to protect them, to keep them safe. I'm not only giving you of my Word and of my Spirit, but I've given you the tools that you need to protect those children, Your children will do more and more than you can, because I am increasing you more and more, you and your children. I will excel them further than you can go. They will go farther, they will do more, and they will touch more. But without your guiding hand and without your protection at this point, they cannot move forward into the things that has been prepared for them. So guard not only your heart, but guard the hearts of your children. Keep them safe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, none. Thank you, Lord.
Let's all stand. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. For the power of your word, Father, we thank you that your word is working mightily in our lives. Father, we thank you that this week as we go, we're all at the right place, at the right time, all the time. We're not just hearers of your word, but we're doers of your word. And all the doers said,